Yeah, you can pound on that mic.
Yeah, it's a little hot, isn't it? Okay, this is the Redevelopment Agency meeting for May 12, 2015, held at the Clinton City Council Clinton City Council Chambers at the Clinton City Municipal Building at 2267 North 1500 West Clinton, Utah. I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. We're going to start off with a roll call. We'll start with Anna.
Anna Stanton.
Michael Peterson.
Barbara Patterson.
TJ Mitchell.
And Mitch Adams. And our order of business is a public hearing adopting the FY15-16 Clinton City Redevelopment Agency tentative budget. So Dennis, give us the...
If you have your budget, it's on page 115. Nothing's changed from the tentative or from our discussion in our work study session. But just I wanted to point out to you, on the page 115 up on top, you'll notice it identifies the tax receipts and revenues, and those are the important things, what we anticipate getting. And we're not really quite sure it'll be close to that. And it's a tax increment. If you remember what a tax increment is, it's the difference between the base value when we set up this RDA years and years ago, and the value of the property at that time. It had a value, and there's taxes attached to that value. That base value is that those taxes are distributed out to everybody at all the taxing agencies. But the increase in that value above that base is the tax increment. We currently get 75% of that tax increment. The other 25 goes to the other taxing entities also. So that's what tax increment is. It's an increase in the value over the initial year, and which was way back, 1991 or so. Then we've got the surplus. And the surplus, I just put it in there to identify what the balance is in the fund, in this case. And then you'll notice in the expenses, the very bottom, it has a large amount for improvements. That's where we take most of the costs for the flowers and activity out, but there'll be probably 320 plus thousand or more in carryover unless there's something that you want to use. The reason I put it in here is if something comes up during the year and there's something dealing with the RDA that you want to expend the money on, you will have that ability without having to go back and establish a new budget. Though it would be an agenda item. Now, we haven't done that. The intent has been to save the fund balance and carry it over, because in a few years we won't be getting any additional tax revenue. And so we're hoping that we'll have, you know, $400,000+ there that can be then used for the RDA functions for a number of years and just draw down on it until at some point where there's nothing available. This is after the tax increment stops. So that was the intent of earlier councils. You guys can do what you need or want to, obviously. That's why it's in there the way it is.
We could decide to take, you know, every penny of this money and buy us a restaurant. That's not the right way to say that, but, you know, incentivize it for a restaurant to come in. We could, but I don't recommend that we do that. Yeah.
They'll come.
Of course, it would increase the tax increment if that were to happen within the area, but only if it's within this RDA area, which is fairly small, unfortunately.
You said that...
There's only one spot left. That's the pad that would be next to Cherry Berry. It's the only one that's left.
Yeah.
Is it really?
What is the dimensions of that? Where does it go to? From?
Oh, I'd have to get a map out for you. It's but basically it's the south west corner of 2000 and 2300. It's the Albertsons area, but not all of it.
I think you meant 1,800.
1,800.
I think you said 2,300, but it's...
And then it jumps over to Country Pines, but the park is not part of, the old park is not part of it. That would have been really sweet if we'd have included that, but that...
Yeah, they wouldn't, we tried at that point, but they kind of put a moratorium on them or something like that for a while.
So really, it was just selected properties that were...
Mine.
So that's kind of how that runs.
You said that here soon, we're not going to get this tax. Can you explain that better, why we're not...
Which, I'm sorry?
You said we're not going to get the tax soon.
At some point in time, the RDA runs out after 25 years. It starts out that you get 100% of the tax increment, and then it goes down by 5% every 5 years or so. And right now, we're at 75. I think eventually we get 65, and I think that's it. So it expires after a certain period of time. I think we have like 5 or 6 years left.
We elected not to activate it right away, so the bottom years fell off. So the 100% moved down, and the bottom years fell off because there wasn't anything to get. And so we tried to preserve that. But way off the top of my head, I think it was 3 years we delayed it. So,
Okay.
You can always establish a new one, but then that's a whole different cupcake at this point in time. The one that we have was pre, I think it's July 1993, or maybe it was early, maybe it was the end of March. And so the requirements that are different for those that were after that time period, you have to set up a committee of all the taxing entities. And you the city would have two people on it in the county, and there might be a representative from the water district and from the sewer district. And they vote on whether or not it can be activated or set up or modified and so forth. So you lose control. But right now, that's not the case. This board is in control of the situation because we were prior to that time. The law did not include us. I've had a number of discussions with the state over this because we don't supply them all of the paperwork that's required with this committee system because we were prior to that, thank goodness. So.
Okay. Let's see. So we need a...
Public hearing.
Need a motion to adopt the tentative budget. I think, is there a resolution?
No, you need a public hearing.
Oh, this is a public hearing, so we're going to open the public hearing. It's 9:24. And so stand on up, come to the microphone, and state your name for the record if you'd like to make a comment. If not, it appears to be that we don't have any public comments, so we will close the public hearing at 9:24 and a half.
And I'll make a motion that we that we adopt the tentative budget for fiscal year 2015-16 and set the public hearing for the final budget on Thursday, June 18th at 7:05 p.m.
Okay, we have a motion by Anna.
I'll second it.
Second by Barbara. Any further discussion? We'll start with Mike.
Yes.
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 Motion carries 4-0.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right. There appears to be no other business. So we have a motion by Anna and a second by TJ. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We are adjourned.
When is that public hearing?
June 18th at 7:05.
Okay.
For whenever.
Let me know when you're ready.